الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، جاءت هميش رحمه الله تعالى سؤال: كم أقسام الأسماء الحسنى من جهة إطلاقها على الله عز وجل؟ How many categories are there of the beautiful names of Allah in terms of how they are applied to Allah the Most High? How they are applied to Allah the Most High. The author says, الجواب الجواب منها ما يطلق على الله مفردا منها ما يطلق على الله مفردا أو مع غيره، وهو ما تضمن صفة الكمال بأي إطلاق كالحي القيوم الأحد الصمد ونحو ذلك. He said, Rahimahullah, the response, the answer, some of them may be applied to Allah individually or together with others. And these are the names that contain meanings of absolute perfection. These are the names that contain meanings of absolute perfection in any form, such as Al-Hayy, the ever-living, Al-Qayyum, the sustainer of all things, and the self-subsisting sustainer of all things, Al-Ahad, Al-Ahad, the one, and only As-Samad, the self-sufficient master, and the like, and the like. And then he says, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْهَا مَا لَا يُطْلَقُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَعَ مُقَابِلِهِ وَهُوَ مَا إِذَا أُفْرِدَ أَوْهَمَ نَقْصًا كَالظَّارِ النَّافِعِ وَالْحَافِظ الرَّافِعِ وَالْمُعْطِي الْمَانِعِ وَالْمُعِزُّ الْمُذِلِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكِ. And some, any of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, are not to be applied to Allah, are not to be applied to Allah except in conjunction with their opposites. These are names which, if used alone, may suggest deficiency. For example, Al-Dhar, the harm giver, and Al-Nafi', the benefactor, the bringer of benefit, Al-Khafid, the abaser, and Al-Rafi', the exalter, Al-Mu'ti, the giver, and Al-Mani', the withholder, Al-Mu'izz, the one who grants honor, and the Mudhil, the one who grants dishonor, and the likes, and the likes. So these names here that the author is referring to, Rahimahullah, some of the people of knowledge, they mention them as Al-Asma Al-Muzdawwaja, Al-Asma Al-Muzdawwaja, or Al-Asma Al-Muqtarana, meaning they are names that come paired together. And therefore, and from them are names that is not allowed to be mentioned alone. Because if the name is mentioned alone, it's going to appear like there's deficiency or weakness or some type of shortcoming. So this is what he's referring to here. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. These names, like Al-Khafid al-Rafi', Al-Khafid al-Rafi'. And he says Al-Mu'ti al-Mani'. And he mentioned likewise, Ad-Dhar and Nafi'. Allah knows best, not all of these are from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have discussed before that Bab al-Akhbar awsa' min Bab al-Asma', that the issue of speaking about Allah and His attributes and actions is allowed in a more general sense than speaking about His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's allowed to say, no doubt, that Allah huwa al-nafi' al-dhar. He is the one who brings benefit and He is the one who brings harm. It's in His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah knows best, we will not say that's from His beautiful names. We will not say that's from His beautiful names. Min asma'i, we won't say it's from His names, al-nafi' or al-dhar, in a like sentence. And this is because the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will see, babul asma' tawqifiyya. The name, the issue with regards to the names of Allah is tawqifiyya. يعني يتوقف في إثباتها على النص. يتوقف في إثباتها على النص. على النص. Meaning that before you can affirm any name for Allah Azza wa Jalla, you must have a text. لا بد من دليل من كتاب أو سنة. There must be an evidence that that's one of Allah's names from the book or from the sunnah. As for speaking about Him and referring to Him and the likes like this, then this is more general and allowed. and allowed. So to say that Allah and Nafi' Dhar, this is true and this is correct. But that's not from His beautiful names, and Allah knows best. Because Allah, He did not say that about Himself. He did not say that about Himself. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But bringing benefit and harm is in the hands of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it occurs by the command of Allah. So this is the affair here. Likewise, as Al-Hafidh, Al-Rafi', and also Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. It's allowed to say these affairs. No doubt Allah, who Al-Hafidh, Al-Rafi'. And Allah, He is the one who raises and lowers whom He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah knows best. These are not from His names. Likewise, Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani', the giver and the withholder. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. As for Al-Mani', the withholder, then this one is not established as the names, and it's not allowed to be used alone. And this is what the author is referring to. Because if you were to say that Allah is Al-Mani', the one who withholds provision alone like this, then this is giving a bad meaning. But whenever these names here, or these descriptions here, that are mentioned together, it brings perfection and completeness. Allahu Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. He's the giver and the withholder. And He gives according to His wisdom and His mercy and grace, and He withholds according to His wisdom and justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now it brings complete perfection. As for Al-Mu'ti, then there are narrations affirming that this is from the names of Allah. So it's allowed to call Allah alone, Allahu Al-Mu'ti. Allahu Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mu'ti, and the one who gives and bestows. Because it has been connected by Al-Imam Bukhari, and likewise Al-Imam Muslim, and Imam Tafakun alayhi. From the hadith of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, is well known. All of us, inshallah, we know this narration, or at least the first part. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man yuridi lahu bihi khayran, yufaqihu fi ddeen." This narration is well known. Whomsoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in the religion. But the narration, it continues. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, "Wallahu wa huwa al-mu'ti, wallahu Al-Mu'ti wa ana al-Qasim. Wallahu al-Mu'ti wa innama ana al-Qasim." And Allah, He is the Mu'ti, He is the one who gives and bestows, and I am only the distributor. And I am only distributing the affairs according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here it's established that from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Mu'ti. And whenever this beautiful name is mentioned by itself, that Allah, He is the one who bestows and gives. This is a good meaning. This is a good meaning. And also whenever it's coupled with Al-Mani', now it's even complete and more perfect. Al-Mu'ti, Al-Mani'. But if one were to say Allah, He is Al-Mani', like this is not proper. And this is not good. So therefore, that's not allowed. So the problem here is not with Al-Mu'ti, this name here, but with Al-Mani', being mentioned alone. You understand? So this one, it must be mentioned in the context here, together. And it's not allowed to be mentioned alone. So again, he says, مِنْهَا مَا يُطْلَقُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا مَا لَا يُطْلَقُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَا مُقَابِرِهِ. And some, any of these beautiful names, are not to be applied to Allah except in conjunction with their opposites. وَهُوَ مَا إِذَا أُفْرِدَ أَوْهَمَ نَقْصَى. And there are those words, the names in which if used alone, they may suggest deficiency. They may suggest deficiency or some type of a weakness or a shortcoming or some type of a bad understanding may be understood. Some type of a bad meaning could be understood from them. Al-Mani, Allah, He's the one who withholds and withholds and withholds. No, you don't say that. Or the one Allah, He forbids and forbids and forbids. And the likes like this. Likewise, Al-Basit, Al-Qabid, Al-Basit. Al-Qabid, Al-Basit. These names that come together likewise. The one who bestows the provision for whom he wills and he straightens for whom he wills. So they come together like this. So whenever one of them, like for example, Al-Dhar or Al-Mani', or Al-Khafidh or Al-Qabidh, these terms of mention alone doesn't have a complete and perfect meaning. And the proper understanding that is rightful for Allah with regards to these names or these terms, these attributes and characteristics, is not achieved except when they're mentioned together with the opposite. You understand? This is the case here. So then that's why you find in the Quran, you will never find the Al-Qabidh, or the words derived from al-qabd alone by itself. It's always mentioned along with al-bast. Allahu yabsutu, Allahu yaqbidu wa yabsutu. Yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdiru lah. It's always meant, wa yaqdir yani yaqbid. Yaqdir yani yaqbid. And he straightens. So these characteristics, these attributes here, they come together. Again, some of the people are not, they mention al-asma' al-muzdawwaja or al-asma' al-muqtarana. the names that come together mentioned in this context here. So likewise Al-Mu'izz and Al-Mudhil. So Al-Mu'izz, this is a good meaning. Al-Mu'izz, the one who honors. But Al-Mudhil is the one who dishonors, the one who brings dishonor, the one who lowers. So if it's mentioned alone that he's Al-Mudhil, this one, the meaning is not proper. The meaning is not good. But it's whenever it's understood in the context, Allah huwa al-mu'izzu al-mu'izzil. He honors, he's the one who honors and the one who knows. Yu'izzu man yasha'u wa yuzillu man yasha'u. You understand? So he honors some according to his wisdom and his grace and mercy, and he lowers others according to his wisdom and his supreme knowledge and justice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's perfection. So that perfection is not understood except when the names are mentioned together. Except when the names are mentioned together. Again, any of these names here, Allah knows best those that are actually from the names of Allah Azza wa Jal that are affirmed in the book and the Sunnah, Al-Mu'ti'in, Al-Mu'ti'in. But this is also, as I said, from the issue of Al-Akhbar, to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's allowed. And that's allowed. It's allowed to say these affairs. Allah huwa al-mu'izz, al-mudhil. Allah huwa al-mu'izz, al-mudhil. Allah, he's the one who honors. And he's the one who, and the one who dishonors. Allah huwa al-rafi' al-khafid. Allah, he's the one who raises. Allah, he's the one who lowers. Allah, he is the one who raises. Allah, he is the one who lowers. Who lowers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, فَلَا يَجُوزُ إِطْلَاقُ الضَّارِ وَلَا الْخَافِدِ وَلَا الْمَانِعِ وَلَا الْمُذِلِ عَلَى انْفِرَادِهِ وَلَمْ يُطْلَقَتْ شَيْءٌ مِنْهَا فِي الْوَحْيِ كَذَلِكَ لَا فِي الْكِتَابِ وَلَا فِي السُّنَّةِ. So it is not permissible to refer to Allah with the names like الضار, the one who, the giver of harm. Al-Khafid, the lower, the humiliator. Al-Mani, the one who prohibits and withholds. Al-Mudhil, the one who belittles in isolation, yani alone without its opposite. None of these were ever used in the revelation, neither in the Quran nor the Sunnah, neither in the Quran nor the Sunnah in that way. وَمِنْ ذَلِكِ اسْمُهُ تَعَالَى الْمُنْتَقِمْ لَمْ يُطْلَقْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا مَعَ مُتَعَلِقِهِ إِلَّا مَعَ مُتَعَلَقِهِ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ Muntaqimun. Among these also is the name Al-Muntaqim, the Avenger. It was never used in the Quran alone, but only with its object, such as his saying, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Verily we will exact retribution from the criminals, from the Mujrimeen, from the Mujrimeen. So this also is from Bab al-Akhbar, and not from Bab al-Asma'i wa Sifat. So this is allowed. Allah huwa al-Muntaqim, min al-mujrimin, but it's not mentioned like that only, al-muntaqim. This is what he's referring. You don't say Allah, he's the avenger, the one who takes revenge, al-muntaqim, like this alone. Rather, it comes mentioning with the object, lil-mujrimin. Muntaqim, yani min al-mujrimin muntaqimun. Not from the people in general, not from all of the creation, not from all of mankind, but rather from the criminals. Rather, from the criminals. From the criminals. So it will not be mentioned except in the same light that is mentioned in the book in the Sunnah. Even the Bab al-Akhbar, whenever you're discussing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, information about Allah and His actions, about Allah and His attributes, although it's more general, it's not allowed to transgress or go beyond that which is mentioned in the book in the Sunnah. So the way that it's mentioned in the book in the Sunnah, that's the way that the people of Sunnah, they mention. So they do not say, Allah yantaqim. Allah yantaqim. Yantaqim. Or hu al-muntaqim. Like that. Just absolutely. No, they say it in the manner that has come. من المجرمين ينتقم الله من المجرمين ينتقم الله من المجرمين Allah, he takes revenge and retribution from the criminals. From the criminals. Not just like that, absolutely, from anyone and everyone, but rather as has been mentioned in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the criminals. From the criminals. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, أو بإضافة ذو إلى صفة المشتق منها كقوله تعالى والله عزيز ذو انتقام. Or with the construct form, using ذو, the owner of, or the possessor of. ذو, the owner of, or the possessor of. As in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah is the Almighty owner of retribution. Owner of retribution. Not that He takes retribution, absolutely like that, as has preceded what had come. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ From the criminals. But here this is a trait now, that Allah is Almighty, and the possessor of retribution. You understand? So this is from the principles and the guidelines in understanding the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his actions. So the author, he says, سؤال تقدم أن صفات الله تعالى منها ذاتية وفعلية فما مثال صفات الذات من الكتاب. It has been previously mentioned that the attributes of Allah are two types. That the attributes of Allah are two types. ذاتية. ذاتية meaning that they are the attributes of his essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or فعلية, the attributes of his actions. ذاتية, the attributes of his essence, of Allah Azza wa Jal. الذات, the word الذات, and it is used to refer to the nafs. يعني of a ذات الشيء, يعني نفسه, يعني the essence of that thing. Itself. Itself. So here in the الذات المقدسة, the ذات of Allah, يعني his essence. His essence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are attributes of his ذات, they're called sifat ذاتية, of the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's sifat, sifatun fi'liya. These are the attributes of the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sifat ذاتية هي التي لا تنفق عن الذات المقدسة عن ذات الله المقدسة سبحانه وتعالى ولا تعلق لها بالمشيئة الصفات الذاتية, the attributes of the divine essence, these are the attributes that they never separate. They never away separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the essence of Allah, from the essence of Allah, and they have no relationship to the will. Yani Allah is always described in this manner. He's always described in this manner. Like, for example, the face of Allah, wajhullah, and also yadullah, the hand of Allah, or yadallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the two hands of Allah. Or also like as-sama' wal-basar, hearing and seeing, and al-ilm. These are sifatun dhatiyya. Sifatun dhatiyya. They are the descriptions of the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for other attributes like al-khalq, like al-khalq wal-rasq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his attributes is that he's the creator. He creates. So he does these actions whenever he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and however he wills. And likewise provision, providing. And some of the other attributes that were mentioned previously as well. Like he honors and he lowers. He does these according to his will. Guidance. Al-Hidayah, Allah, he guides. Al-Hadi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guides whom he wills. So these are from his actions. So these attributes here are related to his actions. And the attributes that are related to his actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're connected directly to the mashi'ah. He does them whenever he wills and however he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're called as-sifat al-dhatiyya wa sifat al-fi'liyya. As-sifat al-dhatiyya alati la tanfaku an al-dhati abadan wa la ta'aluqa laha bil-mashi'ah. Was-sifat al-fi'liyya hi alati laha ta'aluqun bil-mashi'ah. Ta'aluqun bil-mashi'ah. So this is the case here. تقدم أن صفات الله تعالى منها ذاتية وفعلية فما مثال صفات الذات من الكتاب. It has been previously mentioned that the attributes of Allah are two types. ذاتية, we learned about that, and فعلية, we learned about that. What are examples of the صفات, الصفات الذاتية from the Quran? The attributes of the divine essence from the Quran. الجواب, الجواب. Notice whenever we read Barakallahu Fikum on the scene, that means su'al, su'alun. We say it in the nakira form. And then the jim means al-jawab, al-jawab. You read it in the ma'rifa form. Because there's a question and then there's the answer for that question. You understand? Because this is the aqidah. Aqidah to man, al-ta'ifa, al-naji, al-mansura. So this is a definite response. This is a definite response, a response with certainty without any doubt in it whatsoever. So there's a question, and the response is certain. So you say, su'an, question. The answer, al-jawab. Al-jawab, this is how you read it. You understand that? When you read the scene, you say, su'al, yani su'alun nakira. Right? And whenever you read the jim, how do you read it? Al-jawab, al-jawab. So there's a difference between saying question, and a question. A question and an answer. And everybody might have an answer, right? But not everybody's answer is correct. Right? But there is a correct answer. And what are we looking for? Al-jawab. And the al-jawab is sahih. Al-jawab is sadid. We're looking for the correct answer. So we have a question and we have the correct answer following by this. So, su'al. Al-jawab. Mithru qawlihi ta'ala. Like the statement of Allah the Most High. بل يداه مبسوطتان. What's the question about? الصفات أمثلة من القرآن للصفات الذاتية. Examples from the Quran for the attributes of the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it says an example of that is the statement of Allah the Most High. بل يداه مبسوطتان. Rather, both his hands are outstretched. مبسوطتان بالعطاء والبذل سبحانه وتعالى والكرم. They're outstretched. يعني giving and providing generosity سبحانه وتعالى. So therefore, the hands of Allah are affirmed in the book. And so the people of the Sunnah, likewise, they affirm them. How did they affirm them? The same way they affirmed السمع والبصر. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There's nothing resembling him whatsoever, and he's the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So therefore, he hears and knows, but not like the creation hears and knows. Rather, ليس كمثله شيء. So as well, he says about himself, سبحانه وتعالى, بل يداه مبسوطتان. Rather, both of his hands are outstretched. So we say likewise that Allah, he has two hands, but not like the hands in the creation. Not like the hands in the creation. ليس كمثله شيء. But we will never say that Allah does not have something that he said he has. سبحانه وتعالى. We'll never distort that meaning and change that. Whether just like we know what the meaning of hearing and seeing is, السمع والبصر in the Arabic language, even in the translation, in the English language, we know what that means. Hearing, السمع, yani to be able to hear sounds and noises. And likewise, basr, seeing, to be able to see objects and the likes like this. So Allah, his sami' wal basr, both of his attributes of hearing and seeing, it's complete and perfect. He hears all things. Nothing is hidden from him, and he sees all things. Nothing is out of sight. Nothing is out of his sight. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a perfect manner that we do not know how. How it is, because he did not clarify that for us. But he told us about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa kamithli shay'un. There's nothing like unto him. But he has these traits. And from those beautiful traits, his hands. He has hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner befitting his majesty. Are your hands like the hands on the clock? No, they're not the same. When you say hands on the clock and hands on your arm, you don't even think of the same thing. So even there's things in the creation that have the same name, but the realities of them are completely different. The reality of them are completely different. So if that's established, this difference. If the fact that there are two things in the creation that have the same name and the general meaning is the same, but there's a difference in the reality of that, if that can be established in the creation, then بالله المثل الأعلى. Then Allah, he has the highest. The highest description and traits and most lofty traits. The highest description and most lofty traits. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. No resemblance whatsoever. So he mentioned that he has these traits, but they're not like the traits of the creation. He mentioned that he has these attributes, but they do not resemble the attributes of the creation whatsoever. Do we know the original meaning? Yes, we know the original meaning. Do we know the reality of how they are with regards to Allah Azza wa Jalla? No, we don't. So we don't ask how they are, because we were not informed about that. But we know what they mean. We know what they mean. Barakallah fi. So he says, Rahimahullah, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَارِفٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. And the statement of Allah is, وَجْهًا, everything will perish except his face. So this is affirming the wajh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the face of your Lord will remain, and the face of your Lord full of majesty and honor will remain forever. Remain forever. So therefore, the face of Allah is established. The face of Allah is established. And this is something that very beneficial. And it will affect the believer whenever he realizes these affairs and he learns that his Lord has a face full of beauty, full of light and beauty. Yet he is the most beautiful face, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah, he will honor the people in the hereafter, the believers, those who believe in him in this life, that he will reveal his face to them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the believers, they'll work in that path, hoping to see the face of Allah. And they'll make their love and their hope and their fear and their trust and reliance, devotion and servitude for the sake of Allah, believing in the promise of Allah that He will show Himself to them. That He will show Himself to them. So they will work upon that creed and they will strive upon that way. And this will benefit them in a great manner in their life. They'll change their conduct and manners. And they'll watch how they act and speak, because they believe in Allah and they hope to see Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those who have deficiency in this creed, or they have distorted this creed, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, they don't have those high hopes, and they don't work likewise based upon that, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the author, he continues, رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ, وَلِتُسْنَى عَلَى عَيْنِي, that you may be brought up under my eye, that you may be brought up under my eye. This is with regards to Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the affirmation of the eye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has two eyes. وَأَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ, And Allah, he says how clearly he sees and hears. So likewise, affirming al-basr and al-sama, affirming the hearing and the seeing. And the author, he says, innani ma'akuma asma'u ara. And verily, I am with both of you, I hear and I see. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, while they cannot encompass him with their knowledge. While they cannot encompass him with their knowledge. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has al-ilm al-muhit bi jami'i al-ilm al-muhit, and Allah, He has the encompassing knowledge, knowledge of all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ya'lamu man khalaq. Does not the Creator know best? Of course, He knows best. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the author, he continues mentioning these affairs. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. And Allah, He spoke to Musa directly. So therefore, from the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Kalam. Al-Kalam. Even it's emphasized here. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. تَكْلِيمًا, this is a master. But it's called al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. And it's al-master mu'akidu li'amirihi. Mu'akidu huna li'fi'lihi. So this is to emphasize. So you only say it like this to emphasize. So it's real speech. It's real speech. When you want to emphasize the verb, you bring maf'ul al-mutlaq. In this manner, like this, li yu'akida fi'lahu, aw li yu'akida amilahu, like this. So wakallama Allahu Musa, to emphasize that it's real speech. Wakallama Allahu Musa taklima. Wakallama Allahu Musa taklima. Yani not some other speech that someone may say in the nafsi and like that. Wakallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah, He spoke to Musa with speech directly, directly. And then likewise, the author, he says, mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَإِذَا نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى أَنِئْتِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. وَإِذَا نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى أَنِئْتِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And whenever, and remember whenever your Lord called Musa, go to the wrongdoers. So this is the nida. Also, including the speech of Allah. Allah, He spoke to Musa, and Allah, likewise, He called Musa. He called Musa. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا أَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةَ. And their Lord called out to them, and in nida, and nida yikunu bisawt, bisawt in masmu'a, the nida, they call, the nida, it's a call. This is something that's heard, this is speech, a call, a nida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called the Musa, and he likewise, He called Adam and his wife. وَنَادَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْحَكُمَا عَنْتَكُمَ الشَّجَرَةَ. And their Lord called out to them, did I not forbid you from that tree? And then the author, he mentions likewise, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُسْتَرِينَ وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ. And that day, He will call them and say, He will call them and say, فَيَقُولُ. This is likewise, النِّدَاء وَالْقَوْلُ. Many verses clarifying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks. From His attributes is that He speaks. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Qur'an is His speech. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ. It's not created. It's from His attributes. And the attributes of Allah are not created because Allah, He's not created. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And on the day, He will call them and say, what answer did you give to the messengers? How did you respond to the messengers? So the author continues now. He says, سؤال ما مثال صفات الذات من السنة. What are examples of the attributes of the divine essence, صفات الذاتية, from the sunnah? From the Sunnah. So he discussed first from the Quran. Now we move on to the same topic, but from the Sunnah. He says, Rahimahullah, Al-Jawab, كقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, حجابه النور, لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه ما انتهى إليه بصره من خلقه. He mentioned the answer, such as the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his veil is light, referring to Allah Azza wa Jal. His veil is light. His veil is light. And if he were to remove it, the glory of his face would burn everything of his creation that his sight reaches. And in nothing in the creation would be able to stand. Would be able to stand. It would not be able to exist. Now it would not be able to survive. It would not be able to last. That's why in this life you cannot see Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of his beauty. Because of his beauty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijabuhu nur. لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه. سبحات يعني بهاء وجمال. The beauty of his face, the brilliance of his face would burn everything that it reached, that it reaches, meaning nothing would stand, nothing would last. But on the day of resurrection and in Jannah, Allah, the Most High, will provide power and ability for the believers to see him with their eyes. In this life, they don't have that. In the hereafter, Allah will allow them to see. Allah will grant them the ability to see. He will strengthen them until they're able to look at Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا. Indeed, you will not see your Lord until you die. May Allah make us from those who see Him. But if we want to see Him, we must see Him in this life with our hearts, meaning that we must love Him. We must know the Tawheed of Allah. We must know His beautiful names and lofty attributes. We must learn about His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must work based upon that. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا وَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. We must learn, whoever, indeed Allah has 99 names, whoever learns them, memorizes them, preserves them, upholds the rights of the human to paradise. So to learn about Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to implement that knowledge in one's life on a daily basis, learning the legislation and law and that which is pleasing to Allah, learning that which is contrary to that and that which is displeasing to Allah, and working based upon that, seeking the pleasure of Allah, reverence of Allah and fear of Allah, hope in Allah, and leaving off the prohibitions and that which is considered sinful and that which is considered lowly, and avoiding and staying away from that, hoping for the promise to see Allah Azza wa Jalla. This narration here is collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the Hadith of Abi Musa. He says, قَامَ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ بِخَمْسِ كَلَمَاتِ قَامَ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ بِخَمْسِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَقَالَ. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up amongst us with five words. And he gave us a sermon. In that sermon, he gave us five great statements. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, He does not sleep. And it's not proper or befitting for Him to sleep. Number one. Right? يَخْفِضُ الْقِصْطَ وَيَرْفَعُهُ. He lowers the provision and He raises it. He lowers the people, the scales, and He raises it. سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ وَعَمَلُ النَّهَارِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ اللَّيْلِ. The deeds of the night are raised to Him before the deeds of the day, and the deeds of the day are raised to Him before the deeds of the night. And then He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. And His veil is light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبُحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَا انْتَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. And if He were to remove it, the glory, the beauty, the brilliance of His face will burn everything of His creation that His sight reaches. And nothing will be able to stand. Nothing will be able to stand. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this narration here was preceded. The meanings and benefits in this narration here was preceded by Ayah Al-Kursi. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنَامُ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Right? Some of the scholars they mentioned since the ayat al-Kursi, Sayyid al-ayat, had al-hadith, Sayyid al-hadith, the master of the verses is ayat al-Kursi. The master of the narrations is this narration here, because of the beautiful meanings that it has. The beautiful meanings that it has, clarifying the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beautiful attributes, tabaraka wa ta'ala. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمين الله ملآ لا تغيضه نفقة سحاء الليل والنهار سحاء الليل والنهار أرأيتم ما أنفق منذ خلق السماوات والأرض أرأيتم ما أنفق منذ خلق السماوات والأرض فإنه لم يغض ما في يمينه وعرشه على الماء فإنه لم يغض ما في يمينه وعرشه على الماء وبيده الأخرى وبيده الأخرى الفيض أو القبض يرفع ويخفض. So also the author, he mentioned the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's right hand is full, never diminishes from spending continuously giving day and night. Have you not seen what He has spent since He created the heavens and the earth? Yet it has not decreased what is in His hand. His throne is over the water, and His other hand is the balance, or He lowers and raises whomever He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also this is a narration affirming the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This narration is muttafaqun alayhi from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. Wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith al-Dajjal. And likewise the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the Dajjal. Inna allaha la yakhfa alaykum. Inna allaha laysa bi'awar. وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى عَيْنِهِ الْحَدِيثِ. And he mentioned, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ, indeed, your Lord is not hidden from you.
Indeed, your Lord is not hidden from you, and you will be able to know him. You will know him whenever you see him. Indeed, your Lord is not one-eyed. And he pointed to his own eye, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he affirming that Allah, he has two eyes. Affirming that Allah, he has two eyes. Your Lord is not one-eyed. Rather, he has two eyes. This is what is understood from this. In a manner befitting his majesty, not like the creation. Not like the creation. وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ الْعَيْنِ. This is any of the people of knowledge, they mentioned. This is not tashbih, وَلْيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. This is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَحْقِيقِ الصِّفَةِ. لِتَحْقِيقِ الصِّفَةِ. To emphasize that this is the attribute. That this is the attribute. The attribute that you know. Any that you know. You know in your language what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has that attribute in a manner befitting his majesty. He has that attribute, but in a manner befitting his majesty. In a manner befitting his majesty. Also, in some narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he was speaking about the statement of Allah azza wa jal, inna allaha ni'imma ya'idhukum bi, inna allaha kana sami'an basira. How blessed and good is Allah in that which he admonishes you. Indeed, Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this verse, inna allaha kana sami'an basira, he pointed with his fingers, to his ears, to his eye. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. With his ear, to his ears, and to his eyes. Not meaning that he has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, ears and eyes like we do, or he sees and hears like we do, but تَحْقِيقًا لِلصِّفَةِ. تَحْقِيقًا لِلصِّفَةِ. To emphasize, this is the attribute. This is the attribute of hearing and seeing. The attribute of hearing and seeing. The way that you understand what hearing and seeing means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has that attribute, but in a manner befitting his majesty. In a manner befitting his majesty. Because there are people who say that Allah hears without hearing, and he sees without seeing. They say that he hears because Allah says that he hears, but he doesn't have hearing. Subhanallah. He sees that Allah, he sees, but he doesn't have seeing. Subhanallah. This is what they say about Allah azza wa jalla. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before they even came, he emphasized these affairs, that Allah, he hears and he sees. And you know what that means. You know what that means, hearing and seeing. You know what that means, hearing and seeing. Hearing and seeing. So this is the case, to emphasize the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to resemble to the creation, وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. Not to resemble to the creation, وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. Likewise, in another narration, I remember now, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to the verse of Allah, وَقَبَّطُهُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ Surah Zumar. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ قَبْضَتُهُ وَالْأَرْضُ قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَالْأَرْضُ قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ What's the the verse? Surah Zumar. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحْسَنْتَ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالْعَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grabs his hand. He grabs his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned about the hand of Allah azza wa jal and the descriptions of the hand of Allah azza wa jal, that there are more than 100 descriptions. Yani, that يَبْسُطُ يَدُهُ in the sunnah. Likewise, وَقَبْضَتُهُ. This is the description of the hand. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the hand of Allah has fingers. وَإِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بَيْنُ أَصْبَعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. That the hearts are between the hand, the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. The two fingers of Ar-Rahman. But not like the fingers on your hand, and not the hand of your, like yours. In a manner befitting the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you know the meaning of these words. You know the meaning of these words. The verse in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَنْ قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْلَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. They made not a just estimate of Allah such as due to him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glorified is he and high is he above all that they associate as partners with him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are two attributes here of the hand itself. Allah, the hand is affirmed for Allah, and likewise from the attributes of the hand, al-qabd, that it grasps, and likewise al-tay, that it wraps up. Allah will grasp the earth and wrap up the heavens with his hands. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In a manner befitting his majesty. In a manner befitting his majesty. So this is something that the believers, they affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as Allah has affirmed that for him.
وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ But they do not liken it or resemble it to anything in the creation. They say that Allah, He has hands, and that His hands perform these actions that Allah mentions, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, in the manner befitting His Majesty. In a manner befitting His Majesty. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ وَعَظَمَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَفِي حَدِيثِ الْإِسْتِخَارَةِ وَفِي حَدِيثِ الْإِسْتِخَارَةِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمِكَ وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ الحديث استحديث الجابر in Sahih al-Bukhari حديث الجابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما in Sahih al-Bukhari and the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to salat al-istikhara salat al-istikhara al-istikhara يعني أن تطلب الله سبحانه أن تطلب من الله أن يختار لك الخير أن يختار لك الخير that you seek from Allah to choose for you the good for yourself you don't know what it is so you seek from Allah to choose the good for you To choose the good for you. You want to have the good is in the hand of Allah. Allah, He knows what's best for you. So you seek that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called Salat al-Istikhara. It's called Salat al-Istikhara. It took the place of the ways of a jahiliyyah. Al-Istikhzam bil-Azlam and the likes like this. And the other ways of jahiliyyah that they were upon, and misguidance and deviation, and their superstitions that they had. This was all replaced, alhamdulillah. And from that, with this amazing prayer, Salat al-Istikhara. Salat al-Istikhara, when a person is not sure if he wants to do something from the affairs of his worldly life, he's not certain, or whether he wants to marry or to move or to do this or to do that from the affairs of the dunya, he's uncertain about that, he will make istikhara. He'll make istikhara. Meaning he will pray this prayer and he will mention this dua and he will supplicate in this manner and ask Allah to choose for him and to show him the best way that is good for him. In that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Allah, I seek guidance from your knowledge. أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمِكَ I seek the goodness from you by way of your knowledge. And I seek ability and power from you, yani by way of your power. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ And I seek power and ability from your power. For you to grant me power and ability. And I ask you from your great bounty. For you are the all-able and I am not. And you know all things and I do not. And you are the knower of the unseen, the knower of the unseen until the end of the narration, which is well known. So here the author is establishing these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ilm is from the attributes of the that, sifat dhatiyya. Likewise, al-qudra, sifat dhatiyya. This is the power, the knowledge and power of Allah. This is something that is a part of this is from the that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sifat dhatiyya. La tanfaqu anna that. لا تنفق ولا تعلق لها بالمشيئة ولا تعلق لها بالمشيئة. This is not related to the will of Allah. Rather, Allah is all powerful. Allah is the all knowing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the all powerful. He's the all knowing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, رحمه الله وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم لا تدعون أصم ولا غائبا تدعون سميعا بصيرا قريبا. And he mentioned the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to his companions, You are not calling upon one who is deaf and absent. You are calling upon one who is all hearing, all seeing, and near. So this is also from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sama' wal-basar wal-qurb subhanahu wa ta'ala bi-ilmihi. Al-qurb bi-ilmihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, He has the attribute of hearing and seeing, that He's near to His creation by way of His knowledge, and He's near to the believers by way of aiding them and supporting them and helping them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the narration of Abi Musa, which is collected by Bukhari and Muslim. Likewise, the author says, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِذَا رَضَى اللَّهُ وَنْ يُحِيَ أَفْوَنَا إِذَا أَرَضَى اللَّهُ وَنْ يُحِيَ بِالْأَمْرِ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْوَحِي الحديث. And in the narration, the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ, he said, whenever Allah wants to reveal something, he will speak with revelation. He will speak with revelation. This has been narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim. It's a narration that has been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the hadith of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an. From the hadith of An-Nawas ibn Sam'an. This is affirming here. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهِ The irada of Allah Azza wa Jal. And يُوحِيَ بِالْأَمْرِ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْوَحْيِ The speech of Allah. The speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the attributes of Allah. Al-Dhatiyya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَتَكَلَّمَ That from the attributes of Allah is that he speaks. Also similar narration like this has been collected by
has been collected by Abu Dawood and likewise Ibn Hibban from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The author, he says, وَفِي حَدِيثِ الْبَعْثِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا آدَمُ فَيَقُولُ لَبَّيْكَ الْحَدِيثِ. It's the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, which is muttafaqun alayhi, the hadith al-ba'ath. Yani in the hadith of the word ba'ath, here what it means, there's a mistake in the translation for those who have an old print. The hadith al-ba'ath, and the hadith of al-mab'uth ila al-nari min ahliha. Yani the people who will be sent to the fire. The people who will be sent to the fire. This narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called Adam. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So this is establishing that Allah, he speaks. This is al-qawl. Like the previous narration, al-kalam is speech. Also to affirm that al-qawl, Allah, he spoke to Adam. Allah, he said to Adam, فَيَقُولُ لَبَّيْكَ. And Adam, he said, I respond to you at your response and service, oh Allah. Yani, and this is whenever in the narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, وَيَخْرِجُ بَعْثًا إِلَى النَّارِ. Take a bath to the fire. يعني من ذريتك, from your lineage, from your children. He'll ask, what is that? And the Prophet said, Allah, what is the bath to the fire? What does it mean by the bath? يعني مبعوث إلى النار من أهلها. يعني the people who will be sent to the fire. من كل من يعني the from every 1,999. من كل ألف تسعة وتسعين, يعني from مية, يعني from every 1,999, يعني people that will be cast in the fire. From every 1,999, they will be cast in the fire. They'll be cast in the fire. The companions at this time, they found that to be heavy. They found that to be heavy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reassured them, and he mentioned that 999 were going to be from Mahjuj wa Ya'juj, and one of them from you. One of them from you, inshallah. And so again, to clarify that the believers, those who are successful in the hereafter and safe from the fire, the strange, they're few. They're strange, they're few. They're not like the rest of the people. They're not like the rest of the people. They're not like the rest of the people. So also the author, he says, وَحَدِيثُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ لِعِبَادِهِ فِي الْمَوْقِفِ وَكَلَامُهُ لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مَا لَا يُحْصَى. And the hadith regarding Allah speaking to a service on the day of resurrection and to the people of paradise. And these are numerous and cannot be fully counted. And on the day of resurrection, on the day of resurrection has come in the Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيكلمه إلا وسيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. ما منكم من أحد إلا وسيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان ولا حجاب يحجبه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان ولا حجاب يحجبه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there is not one of you except that his Lord will speak to him on the day of resurrection. And he has some warnings, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, without any translator between him. Without any translator between him. Meaning that Allah will speak to each one of you directly. لَيْسَ بَيْنُهُ وَبَيْنُهُ تُرْجُمَانِ لَيْسَ بَيْنُهُ وَبَيْنُهُ تُرْجُمَانِ وَلَا حِجَابٌ يَحْجُبُهُ. With no veil likewise to conceal him. Or to separate him, meaning that the people, they're going to speak to them, that Allah is going to speak to them, and on the day of resurrection, Allah will speak to some of them with honor and pleasure, and others in anger and wrath. Wa'iyadu billah. So this is something that must take hold in the heart and in the creed, that you're going to meet Allah, and He's going to speak to you. Allah, He speaks. This is the point of the author here. This is the point of the author here. Likewise, Allah, He speaks to the people of Jannah. Allah, He speaks to the people of Jannah. What does He say to the people of Jannah? Allah, ya ahl al-Jannah, ala uzidukum, O people of Jannah. So should I not give you more? Araditum, aradi. Are you pleased? Are you pleased? And the people of Jannah, they say, of course we're pleased. Ala azidukum, should I not give you more? And they'll say, alam tukhrijna min al-nar, alam tunjina min al-nar, alam tubayyid wujuhana. Did you already not save us from the fire? Did you already not brighten the light in our faces with happiness and joy? فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll reveal His face. He'll remove the veil and He'll reveal Himself to them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. They have never been given anything more beloved to them and delightful than looking at the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah, He will speak to them. Allah, He will speak to them on the day of resurrection, likewise in the Jannah. And other narrations as well, clarifying these affairs. Other narrations as well, clarifying these affairs. The author, Rahimahullah, after this, he moves on to another question. But we read a narration or two, and then we close. It's Friday night, huh? Well, it's early, right? Just 5 more minutes, maybe? It's okay. Okay. 5 minutes? You already made it then? You already made it then? That's what I'm saying. So 5 more minutes before you make a comma? Okay, Jazakallah khair. You're making me feel shy now. We just closed the book, huh? Huh? You good? Okay, Jazakallah khair. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and qala. It's narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يقول الله تعالى, Allah the Most High, He will say. This is the shahid for the author, that Allah, He will say. So it's established that Allah, He speaks, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا آدم. فيقول لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. فيقول أخرج بعث النار. And Adam, He will say, I respond to your call and I'm obedient to your orders. And all good is in your hand. And Allah will say, bring out the people of the fire. قال وما بعث النار. And Adam, He was saying, what is the people of the fire? قَالَ مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ تِسْعَةٍ وَتِسْعَةٍ وَتِسْعِينَ. From every thousand, He will take, from every thousand, take out 999. فَعِنْدَهُ يَشِيبُ الصَّغِيرُ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ السُّكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. And at that time, children's hair will turn gray. Whenever they hear this, on the day of resurrection, every pregnant one will drop her load. And you shall see mankind as if they were intoxicated, yet they are not be intoxicated, but the punishment of Allah is severe. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَأَيُّنَا ذَلِكِ الْوَحِدِ. And the companions, they would say, oh, Messenger of Allah, which one of us is going to be that single one? Which one of us is going to be that single one? قَالَ أَبْشِرُوا فَإِنَّ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ وَمِنْ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ أَلْفٌ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, have glad tidings, for one will be from you and a thousand from Ya'juj and Ma'juj. ثم قال والذي نفسي بيده إني أرجو أن تكونوا ربع أهل الجنة. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I swear by the one whose hand my soul is, I hope that you will be one fourth of the people of paradise. فكبرنا فقال أرجو أن تكونوا ثلث أهل الجنة. And we glorified and praised Allah عز وجل, magnified Allah, said Allahu Akbar. Then he said, I hope that you'll be one third of the people of paradise. فَكَبَّرْنَا فَقَالَ أَرْجُوا أَن تَكُونُوا نِصْفَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And then we glorified Allah again, and He said, I hope that you will be half of the people of paradise, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَبَّرْنَا فَقَالَ مَا أَنْتُمْ فِي النَّاسِ إِلَّا كَالشَّعَرَ السَّوْدَى فِي جُلِّ ثَوْرٍ أَبْيَضَ أَوْ كَشَعْرَةٍ بَيْضَى فِي جُلِّ ثَوْرٍ أَسْوَدَ. He said, we glorified Allah. And He said, compared to the other people, you were just like a black hair on the skin of a white ox, or a white hair on the skin of a black ox. What does that mean? A bull, on the side of a bull, a black bull, one white hair. Or on a white bull, one black hair. You stand out. You're strange. You're surrounded by a lot of people who are different than you. Right? That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to in the narration in Bukhari. In the narration of Bukhari, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in al-Islam bada'a ghariban, or bada'a al-Islam ghariban, wa sayyudu ghariban kama bada'a fatuba al-ghuraba. That indeed Islam began as something strange and will return to be something strange, so glad tidings to the strangers. So this is something to ponder over. And we're people who are hoping, we're people who believe in Jannah. We're people who believe in Jannah. We believe in prophets. We believe in Allah. We believe in the last day. We believe in the legislation and law of Prophet Muhammad. We believe in the guidance of the final messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we must act upon that belief. We must act upon that belief and show preference to the hereafter and work for that and take that which is lawful from this worldly life to achieve our goals and to reach what we hope for, which is the pleasure of Allah. Because this life is brief and it does not last long. And the hereafter is eternal and it never ends. So who would trade something that never ends for a brief enjoyment that's even many times followed up by bitterness and hardship, sickness, and loss of loved ones in life? The good in this life is not even pure. The good of this life is not even pure. There's still problems for the wealthy. There's still problems for the healthy. There's still problems even for the young and strong. Any issues are not ever completely solved in this life. There's always a trial to face. And the only way to maintain peace and happiness facing those trials is with sincere faith. And that's why in the hereafter, the believers, they have no fear and they have no grief. May Allah make us from them. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.